This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
A note on this episode before we begin, there is a mention of suicide in today's story. Previously on Rough Translation...
They call the Love Commandos.
Love Commandos.
They sound like ninjas, right?
Pyar karna paap nahi hai.
You want to raise your fist in the air and be like, yeah, but prem paap nahi hai. Love is no sin.
Please, sir.
My girlfriend is another caste.
I need your immediate assistance.
I was just struck by the amount of people that wanted their help.
Running away with the love of your life, that's where you went.
This is Love Commandos from Rough Translation. Last week, we told you about a group that swore to protect love couples. On episode 2, a story about what that protection can look like. The writer, Mansi Choksi, who joined me last week, will join again in episode 3. Today, we begin our tale in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh.
Hello! Namaste!
In a 4-story house in mid-June, which is sweltering in India, the air cooler is on full blast. NPR correspondent Lauren Freyer paid a visit to Akanksha.
Should we come in here?
Akanksha is 25 years old. She loves animals.
This is Lachu, the pet tortoise. Oh, he's breathing like...
She has a pet tortoise that she sort of coos over. And when I visited, we had to gingerly step over this tortoise as it sort of meandered around the patio outside the house. Akanksha's got this lovely, shy, demure smile. She's sort of in the background. She serves me tea and sweets.
Sandwich or sweet corn. Chai bhabhi banayenge.
Wow, you're a chef.
But she's got a toughness about her that really came out in a story she told me that began on her 21st birthday. Her parents call her into the living room and sit her down. They're so proud of the woman she's become. And they tell her, like, they have done their duty as parents. They've done what loving parents do. And they've arranged a marriage for her. And they tell her she's now engaged to a guy on the other side of the country whom she doesn't know.
They show her a photograph of a guy. Her aunt shows him. He's from a good family, they say. A good match.
Then you had quite a shock when your parents told you.
Yes. Humne bhi unhe shock de diya tha batake. So Akanksha says, I also gave them a shock, telling them about my relationship.
That's producer Raksha Kumar. You're going to hear her interpreting throughout this story.
Tabhi humne bata diya ghar mein ki nahi, hum nahi shaadi kar sakte, hum inse pyar karte. At that point, she told her parents that I cannot get married because I love Surya.
Surya was the son of the landlady that Akanksha's family rented their house from. And by the way, we're only using first names of the people in today's story to protect their identities out of concern for their ongoing safety and well-being. We're going to get to that part of the story soon. Surya is just a little older than Akanksha, and they'd been secretly dating for a few years at that point.
And her parents say, tough luck. You're marrying this guy.
Akanksha's family is from a higher caste. They're Rajput. And Surya's family is from a lower caste or scheduled caste. But also, Akanksha is on a different educational path. She's getting her master's in zoology. He's in a technical college.
My parents expect me ki main kuch padhai likhai karu, aage badhu apni life mein.
Akanksha's parents have big dreams for her. They want her to continue her studies.
Kisi bade ghar mein shaadi kara de, jahan mujhe kuch na karna pade.
And have a rich husband. Of her own caste, of course. So they lock her in the house, forbid her to see Surya, and take away her phone so she can't call or text him.
And yet, Surya and Akanksha still figure out a way to exchange messages.
And this is your old house.
During my visit to their village...
The apartment is no longer occupied, so we're going through this...
We went to the outside of the family home, where Akanksha said, just look up.
ये बाथरूम है और उसके ऊपर से उधर एक छोटी सी विंडो है वहीं से
There is the bathroom window where Akanksha would slide scraps of paper.
Wow, so you had to climb up to that window and put the notes through.
Tiny little notes that would flutter down.
Can we see where they go on the other side?
Yes.
And Surya would go grab them.
And did you also send a note other way?
Yeah.
In the years when they'd been secretly dating, exchanging texts late into the night, Surya says they developed codes for discussing their plans, including plans about what to do if their parents discovered them.
Plan A, convince our families, they'll love us, we won't have to leave this house. Plan B is we will have to escape and run away together and elope.
But if they couldn't get married and they couldn't elope, that left.
Plan C.
If nothing works, we will kill ourselves, and that will set an example for future generations.
Because, as producer Raksha Kumar explains, the stakes were already high.
Most teenagers in India come from families which believe that there is one person that you spend your life with. And that kind of becomes a finality. So at 14 or 15, you're actually deciding who you're going to get married to. So it's an extremely major decision.
Surya and Akanksha had known, even from when they first started dating as teenagers, that the obvious next step was marriage.
So I think two kids growing up in a relatively rural area, there's a lot of homogeneity wherever they look around them. And the only exception they find is on the screen.
This is Rough Translation. I'm Gregory Warner. When Surya had first told Akanksha that he loved her, and she told him, "I love you back," she felt like this was her one chance to have a love story like she'd seen in the movies.
Love is a beautiful feeling. पेट में butterfly होने लगती है जब किसी से प्यार होता है तो.
And Surya also pictured their friends watching them like they'd watch a romantic epic.
तो हम ये नहीं चाहते थे कि किसी का भरोसा उठे लव से.
And fighting for this love, it'll take bravery and patience and the sort of grand gestures that you see in the movies. But this story, it's also about the real-life costs of this choice. For the young lovers, and for everyone who loves them. Love Commandos from Rough Translation, back after this break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me. And I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with Rough Translation. I'm Gregory Warner. Surya, by his own admission, is not one to stand up to authority. He says he's pretty shy. And his courage to fight for Akanksha's hand, or even secretly date a girl of a different caste, it flowed from the fact that he had someone in his life who had pushed valiantly against the bounds of tradition. That is his mother, Poonam, the landlady in our story.
Papa saath mein rehte nahi the, to jo sikhai thi, mummy sikhai thi.
Surya's dad wasn't around much growing up, so his mom's influence was pretty strong in his life. She would always tell him to look beyond caste differences. Because in her own life, Poonam had played by the rules and suffered for it.
She was married as a young teen.
After finishing my 8th grade, I got married off.
To somebody that her grandmother thought would be a good match for her.
I didn't even know what marriage was.
He worked in the coal mines near their home. But he was often hurt on the job. He racked up debt. And the way Poonam talks about him, he just becomes more and more of a burden on her. She's still a teenager when she has 3 children in quick succession.
I didn't begrudge my family for arranging this marriage. I mean, I thought that was my destiny. Instead of blaming anyone, I resolved to change my destiny.
And did you change your destiny?
बिल्कुल बदल दिए दीदी.
You bet I did, sister.
So she homeschools herself through high school, and she talks her way into a job as a policewoman. Ultimately, she ends up being this like troubleshooter, fix-it woman for the whole community.
हाँ, जीवन में कुछ करना है, अपने पैर पे खड़ा होना है.
And she also runs this women's empowerment circle out of her home every week. And I happened to be there when they were doing this. She's no longer in the police force, but she's still a bit of a detective. Like, people come to her if they suspect their spouse is having an affair. And so she's, like, really respected.
Poonam had no daughters of her own, and she doted on Akanksha. She said she never thought for a second that the tenant's daughter might be in love with her son.
तो मम्मी इनकी बुलवाई हमको तो वो बोले कि ये लोग दोनों तो चले गए.
Akanksha's mother told me that the two of them ran away together.
Surya and Akanksha had gone all in on Plan B. They'd run away. Surya had borrowed a motorbike. Akanksha had snuck out of her parents' house and jumped on the back of it. No one knew where they were now.
तो हम इनके घर ही में गिर गए.
I fainted right there, in front of Akanksha's mother. What have these two done? Her mother said to me, "Do whatever you have to do to find Akanksha and bring her back." She also asked me to take Akanksha's father along.
This isn't just a cry for help from one mother to another. It's also a test.
She needs to go find Surya and Akanksha, bring them home, return Akanksha to her parents, and do it quickly because the whole community is watching.
The only thing in my mind was, I have to bring them back. I have to bring them back.
Because if she doesn't, if she let this happen, she could be ostracized or even targeted for violence by Akanksha's relatives. Because if Surya and Akanksha were playing out their Bollywood movie by running away from home, Poonam had seen the same films, and she knew her role, the role of the parents, defend tradition.
If I could not bring her back, then I would not come back either. That's what I promised her mom.
Her first act as a detective in her own case is like forensics work, try to trace her son's phone. But Surya knows that. And so as he and Akanksha are fleeing by train,
I switch on my mobile for 5 minutes and then switch off.
They go on this zigzag journey to different cities in India. They go to Nagpur.
Jharkhand.
They go to Ranchi.
Pune.
Turning the phone on briefly and then off again in each city. Because he knows that his parents will be able to track his phone.
They are trying to call me, where are you, where are you, where are you? So...
And so he's trying to throw them off.
Eventually, Poonam traces them to a city 12 hours away, and that's where she and Akanksha's father travel.
They eventually get Surya on the phone and say, come back. Just come back. We'll let you get married. We just need to right this wrong, and you need to come back with us. Did you intend to get them married, or was that a trick?
No.
No.
It was definitely a trick.
She's crying and telling me that come to me and we go to home and we will fix it, whatever happened.
And that was a difficult phone call.
Yeah. Emotional break aaya tha wahan pe.
When did you think you would see your mother again?
I don't know.
Surya hangs up, confused, and he turns to Akanksha.
And you said, what? I trust my mother.
No, give them a chance.
Akanksha told Surya, no, I'm extremely scared to go home. Let's please not go. And then Surya said, but it's not a problem. It'll all turn out well, so let's go.
That night, Surya and Akanksha have the biggest argument they've ever had. Surya, who hates standing up to authority, tells Akanksha it's her decision to make. And she doesn't want to be the rift between Surya and his mom.
So, the reason you went back is because family,
yes,
ultimately means, is the most important thing.
Yes. Itna rok rok ke bol rahe the sab log ki insaan ke dil mein thoda sa aa jata hai ki kya pata sach bol rahe ho.
So Surya calls his mom back and says, okay, we're going to come home.
And they are about to meet the parents when Surya gets a call. And that's Surya's brother, who says, are you mad? Do not come back home. It's a trap.
And what's interesting is this is a brother with an arranged marriage,
yeah,
who's part of the system, betrays his parents and calls Surya and say, don't do it. It's a trap.
Surya doesn't want to believe him because believing him means seeing his mother totally differently than the mother he's known growing up.
They were still hoping for plan A, and they're still trying to salvage some of plan A.
But just in case they're wrong, they think,
we'll just get married quickly before we go.
So they've already told their parents they're coming home, but they stall them for 2 days. They book a temple and quickly get married.
I've seen a photo of their wedding ceremony, and they're just beaming. But, like, her dupatta is borrowed, and his pagdi turban is borrowed, and this was a 5 or 10 minute ceremony in what's kind of like a Vegas chapel. They literally go in, put these borrowed clothes on that belong to the temple, get their snapshot taken, and the next couple steps up. Family's such a big part of any wedding, but especially Hindu weddings, and their families weren't there. Surya and Akanksha are coming out of the temple when Akanksha sees her father.
I'm very emotional that time, and I'm also scared ki ab hum alag ho jayenge.
Scared, she says, about going home.
Rona bhi aa raha tha.
So I was also crying a lot.
So they board the train with their parents. Surya's mom is still trying to keep the peace. She says that Akanksha's father was still furious, saying,
this is going to cause an incredible stir in our community and our town. And the honor of both families is at stake. So we need you to take off a special necklace that signifies you're a wife. And we need you to wash your face from the vermilion paste that's on your hairline that signifies you're just married. And we're going to quietly slip back into town, the four of us,
Surya's mother, Surya, Akanksha's father, Akanksha. And we'll deal with the community afterward.
And that's when Surya leans over to Akanksha and he tells her what might be the most important words of their whole journey.
Wait karna, hum aayenge zarur. Jo bhi hoga, wait karna, hum aayenge zarur.
Whatever happens, just wait for me. I will come get you.
आ रहे थे तो ट्रेन में इसने बोला मुझसे कि अब मेरा वेट करोगी ना अगर कुछ अगर हम अलग भी होते तो वेट करोगी ना हम बोले हाँ करेंगे
And Akanksha keeps promising him, yes, yes, I will wait for you.
The train comes to a stop, not at their hometown, but some miles before that. And Akanksha's dad tells her, come on, we're getting off here.
Yes, my uncle and my cousin, brother.
And Akanksha, Surya, and Poonam describe how they all suddenly see
4 to 5 big SUVs full of male relatives of Akanksha's.
That extended Rajput clan, Akanksha says they take her on this 8-hour drive to their native place, to their ancestral village.
Her family background is too strong in that area. Lot of relatives and a lot of power also.
Yeah.
Political power and some Bahubali type.
Political power and muscular power. A few days later, Surya gets a text from an unfamiliar number.
Can you read the message?
Surya shows us this message he still has on his phone.
Bachalo meko, ye log maar dalenge meko.
It says, this is Akanksha. I'm alive, but I think they're going to kill me.
Phir ye apna address batai thi.
And where she is in the ancestral village.
It's the only message he gets from her, and he doesn't dare reply.
Surya says that got me really nervous. I started crying.
And now Surya is going to need some powerful friends of his own. That's when Rough Translation returns.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. It's easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself too thin. Therapy can provide the tools and self-awareness to help you learn how to recharge, define your boundaries, and build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp Online Therapy. Fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.
We're back with Rough Translation. I'm Gregory Warner, telling this story with Lauren Freyer and Raksha Kumar. Now, the village where Akanksha says she'd been taken to and held against her will by her relatives.
It has an extremely, extremely dramatic history. Basically, it's known for illegal weapons, which cost you about 500 rupees, which is what? Less than...
$6?
$6, yeah. The legislator from that particular place has been in and out of prison, is known to have, like, there are these legends about this man. He terrorized the entire region. He belongs to the same caste as Akanksha. It's a stronghold.
So let's just say it's not a place you want to roll into and say, someone has my wife here.
Surya doesn't dare. He doesn't call the police either because he knows they won't help him. There is one number that he does call. A hotline of sorts.
He speaks with a man on the other end of the line named Sanjay Sachdev.
मेरे सामने बैठे हैं संजय सचदेव जी जो लव कमांडोज के चेयरमैन हैं.
Now at this point, it's now 2018. It's been 6 years since that Sachim of Jayati daytime talk show in 2012.
जो कि हम मानते हैं प्यार करना पाप नहीं है और विरोधी हमारा बाप नहीं है.
This clip of Sanjay Sachdev defending love on that show, it is still being shared on people's mobile phones. And now here Surya was, talking to Sachdev on his. Now, the Love Commandos have no authority, at least officially. But as Surya will come to realize, the guy he is talking to on this phone knows people. He knows the personal phone numbers of police lieutenants. He knows which priests will marry a couple in secret for the price of a bottle of whiskey in his robe. And he knows journalists who would be eager to write a story about a young wife held captive by her own parents. And so now Sachdev calls the police. And Sachdev tips off journalists. And it's only then that the police... They go to Akanksha's family home and they tell them, you have to bring Akanksha into the station. You have to have her give a statement. Meanwhile, Akanksha knows none of this. She says she's locked in her uncle's house.
And they take turns beating her. Akanksha's father, Akanksha's grandmother.
And she says she remembers the rings on her father's hands
as the blows strike her cheekbones.
We did not reach out to Akanksha's parents out of consideration for her present well-being. But what Akanksha says happened next is that her family gave her an ultimatum. You know what you have to do now, they said.
You have only one option, which is to file a police complaint against Surya. You have to say that Surya mixed some kind of a substance in your food, tricked you into going with him, and then raped you.
And this is a really common tactic used by parents and other relatives to basically use the police to break up love couples.
And Akanksha says she keeps getting told she has to file a case against Surya. She has to go to the police station and file charges against him. It's the only way to preserve her family's honor. And she says, no, I'm not doing it.
Akanksha has watched a lot of Bollywood growing up. She knows that everything she's been through up to this point, it follows the tropes of one of those cinematic love stories. Even the violence that Akanksha faced from her own family, that is a recurring scene that she would have watched before. But this is the moment that she turns to her parents and she goes off script.
After a few days, I think 8 days, she relents and says, fine. I'll file the case. I'm spent. Take me to the station.
I told my family that I'll tell the police whatever you want me to say.
It is hard to think of a scene in a Bollywood movie where the girl agrees to give up on love. And it's around this time that Surya, knowing nothing of Akanksha's promise to her parents, gets a call from the same police station. He doesn't know the reason that Akanksha's come to the station. All he knows is he's got to get down there as soon as possible.
Sanjay Sachdev puts him in touch with his local Love Commandos volunteer who lives in the state capital where all this is going down, a man named Nitin.
Nitin sir,
which is what Surya calls him. So this guy, Nitin, says, I'm Rajput. I think we can approach this village where she's locked up. If you come with me, I think we'll be okay.
Meanwhile, Akanksha enters an interrogation room flanked by her parents.
My father and mother sit here and...
And Akanksha says she's broken. She's been locked up for 8 days. The ancestral village that she associated with happy childhood summers has become a prison for her.
It's horrible. Bahut, matlab, aisa lagta tha ki...
Akanksha says it was horrible. It felt like everything had come to an end.
And the officer has a tape recorder on the table, clicks record. An officer says, do you know a man named Surya? And she says, yes, he's my husband, and I want to be with him. And the parents are like, that's not what you were supposed to say.
And
they asked me again, they said, do you know Surya? And I said, yeah, I've been married to him and I don't want to live with these people and I want to live with Surya.
My parents said, why did you say
तो मैंने बोला कि आप लोग ने भी तो झूठ बोला.
माय पेरेंट्स आस्क्ड मी व्हाई डिड यू लाई एंड आई सेड बट वेल बिकॉज़ इवन यू लाइड.
शादी कराएंगे ला के फिर शादी भी नहीं कराई और जबरदस्ती मुझे बंद कर दिया.
यू सेड यू'ड गेट मी मैरिड इंस्टेड यू गॉट मी लॉक्ड अप.
Confronted by their daughter in this way, her parents walk out of the police station. They leave her there, maybe expecting her to crawl back home. I mean, she has no money, no phone, no way of knowing if Surya got her message. But still, she waits for hours. And then...
So what did you think when you saw her at the police station?
I can't express that feeling. जिसे मछली को तड़पते हुए मछली को पानी में डाल देते हैं वो वाला सीन था.
He says it's like putting a fish back into water.
हाँ जब हम वहाँ से निकले तो हमें मतलब बहुत अच्छा फील हो रहा था कि अब हम फिर से एक साथ हो गए, हम अपनी न्यू जर्नी स्टार्ट करेंगे लाइफ.
Akanksha says that she was so happy that they were back together again and that they were going to start a new life together.
Akanksha and Surya have no easy script for what comes next. In all the movies that they've seen of this reunion moment, it's followed either by the parents bursting in a climax of forgiveness, or the couples are doomed by their actions and they die by the end of the film. But instead, they got on a bus to a shelter in New Delhi. And there they would enter a story that, while they didn't know it, had played out hundreds of times before.
Welcome. It is our base shelter of the Love Commandos.
And that story, it would put couples to a whole different kind of test. That's next time on The Love Commandos from Rough Translation. If you want to hear episode 3 right now and before anyone else, go sign up for Embedded Plus. Embedded is the home for ambitious storytelling at NPR, and subscribing to Embedded Plus is a great way to support that work. Embedded Plus listeners will get to hear each episode of Love Commandos from Rough Translation a week early, and they'll get to listen sponsor-free. So go to plus.npr.org/embedded or look for the Embedded channel on Apple to find out more. Speaking of ambitious storytelling, you know something I believe? That telling people's stories with care and curiosity, it can have a transformative effect. It can give us such a fresh perspective on ourselves and the things we're going through. Those are the kinds of stories that I've been looking for years on Rough Translation. And I'm going to keep bringing you those stories on my Substack. It's called Rough Transition. Not only will you get stories, but we're also going to talk about tools for talking to strangers. And we're having a great old chat. You should stop by. It's totally free to sign up. So go to substack.com. Search for my name or search for Rough Transition, stories from a changing world. Love Commandos from Rough Translation is a collaboration with NPR's International Desk. It was reported by Lauren Freyer. Our guest co-host is Mansi Choksi. The series was written and edited by me, Gregory Warner, and our senior producer is Adelina Lancianese. Our senior editor is Luis Treyes, and our consulting editors are Miranda Kennedy and Sana Krasikov. The Love Commandos team includes Ariana Lee, Parth Shah, Elena Torek, Justine Yan, Dan Gurma, Kimberly Izar, Bhaskar Chowdhury, and Jess Jang. Our producers in India include Raksha Kumar and Sushmita Patak. Fact-checking by Nicolette Kahn. Mary Glendinning is director of research at NPR's RAD department. Legal support from Micah Ratner and Johannes Derge. NPR standards and practices editors Tony Cavan. Mastering by Josh Newell. The Love Commandos theme song is by Vasu and Amira Gill. It's inspired by Rough Translation's original theme from John Ellis. Additional music in this episode by John Ellis, Nick Dupre, Ramtin Arablouei, First Com Music, Blue Dot Sessions, and Audio Socket. To see the original illustrations for this series by Vartika Sharma, visit npr.org/roughtranslation. Our visuals editor is Emily Bogle. Bela Shah lent her voice to this episode. Translation support for this series from Sayed Bismillah Gilani and Anna Priyadushini. Irene Noguchi is the executive producer of the Enterprise Storytelling Unit. Liana Simstrom is our supervising producer. Didi Skanky is chief editor. And Nishant Dahiya is deputy supervising senior editor of NPR's International Desk. Anya Grundman is NPR's senior vice president of programming and audience development. I'm Gregory Warner. See you next time for episode 3 of Love Commandos from Rough Translation. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.